Hey, congratulations going out to Pork Chop today. Your big song of the day winner today with Zane's Pillow Talk.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that for a hot minute.
That is dizzope, as they say, all the cool kids say, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. What is that smell? Okay, nothing smells here, but I think you've had that before. You walk in, you're like, whoa, that is a terrible smell. I actually have something from the New York Times. They have come out with the research they've done saying this is the worst smell, but your opinion, you've experienced, you know your nose, 833-563-2539. What is the world's worst smell? Love to have your feedback on it this morning here on Joe McKenzie. Now, from the New York Times things, this is what I found, guys. They did a story to find out the worst smell, and the number one thing they did, which I've never smelled this before, but according to scientific research, they said is toilets from military fields. Mm-hmm. I got to imagine those are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So I will take their word for that is the worst smell in the world.
I recently went into a porta potty for my first time in my entire life, and I was horrified. It was the worst. That's the smell that I'm associating with what you just said.
Yeah, I would say it's like that, but on level number 10. Now, I'm trying to think of smells that I've had. For example, I think it's a bad smell, but some people don't like it. It's not the worst. Like a skunk, I like the smell of that. But the worst smell.
You like the smell of that?
I do like the smell of skunk. It's weird. I know. But even if you don't, that's not the worst smell. I would say they both involve, actually kind of like the worst smell here, doo-doo. I would say that when I was growing up working on a farm, there was pigs. And I felt like theirs was some of the worst doo-doo I've ever smelled in my life.
Yeah, I would think that like barn animals, that's got
to
not be a
great
smell.
It just depends. I used
smell.
To like muck stalls where you clean them out, and like cows weren't bad, and they had huge cow pies. Just there was nothing really that bad about it. But pig, absolutely disgusting. And I remember being younger, changing my little brother Bob his diaper. I imagine parents, you could probably call in at 833-563-2539 and tell us about all the amazing things that kids have, such as a dirty diaper. Ugh. Isn't that one of the worst smells in the world?
I mean, you just honestly get used to it because you're going through so many. You're just like.
Like, McKenzie, for you, like, with the kid that you had, like, Lulu, but just in general in life, what would you say, in your opinion, is the world's worst smell?
I think bodily coming things that come out of people's body. Like, yeah, doo-doo, gross.
Doo-doo, no. All right, Liv the Web Girl, who has probably the weakest stomach I've ever met.
Yeah, probably.
What is the worst smell in the world, in your opinion?
Oh, goodness. I would say, like, old food, like, old chicken.
Yes.
Like, that is so gross. So I used to live in a sorority house.
Yeah.
And so those refrigerators, we had, I think, two or three refrigerators, and those things would be jammed packed, and someone would forget about, like, old chicken they had in the refrigerator. And it was the grossest thing in the world. Like, we literally used to wear, like, masks and gloves and everything to, like, dispose of it. It was so gross, and it's the worst smell in the entire world.
Oh, yeah, that is actually something I totally forgot about. Thanks for bringing that one back to the forefront.
Yeah, any, like, old food. Like, any old sort of food that, like, gets left in the fridge, like, past its expiration, that is something I cannot handle. My boyfriend makes me come over and, like, handle any Tupperware that's, like, old or past.
You just throw it away, right? Like, I know you can clean it, but you're just like, okay, this thing's going in the garbage immediately.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just throw the entire Tupperware away.
What about you, Chops?
Has anyone on the show ever had a cast?
Yes.
Yeah, I broke my leg.
That is a great example of a terrible smell.
But that's not the worst. That stinks. That does stink bad, but that's not the worst smell.
That's not the worst.
You think that's the worst smell? Yeah, I broke my leg before. It was kind of funky, but.
I'm seriously.
And dude, when they took it off.
And there's like old skin on top.
Okay, Liv, stop. Calm down. It's okay.
Breathe. Eyes are watering.
Go
That's
to your happy
so
place.
Gross.
Justin Bieber and you. You're sweaty. Yeah. You're eating hummus. It's okay. It's going to be all good.
Mm-mm.
You all right?
I can't handle that. I am so thankful that I've never broken a bone because I don't think I could handle that.
It's terrible. Let's go this morning to Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on Joe McKenzie. Sam, what is the worst smell in the world?
Chitlins or KYs. Every Thanksgiving, like, you got that one family member that eat KYs, and they nothing but pig intestines, like the small intestines of a pig.
Woo!
Wait, did you say chitlins? Are you in Houston or Indy?
I'm in Indy.
Okay.
What, Chaps, you never had chitlins before?
No. I was going to say, maybe it's a South thing.
Sam, could you bring some in for Chops and Liv? I think they want to try them.
They smell, before you even taste them, they smell disgusting. They smell like poop.
I think we reached a common theme this morning about what we don't like. So you could tweet us, Joe McKenzie. We want to know, what do you think is the world's worst smell? Hey, McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, the face tattoo everyone is talking about. Plus, Amanda Bynes is back with some major playing.